It's George Drake Jr. and I'm here with Bower Birds, a trio from North Carolina that's been together for 3 years now.
Yes, well, we started as a band. Phil started writing the first songs for Bower Birds in 2005 in the summer. So that's almost four and a half years ago. Our first show was January 2006, and then Mark joined in April of 2006. So we've really been a band since April of 2006. So
each of you, I'm here with Mark and Beth from the band. Each of you has a job outside of your work with Bower Birds. So how do you find the time to balance the two jobs between touring and playing shows and doing whatever else you do?
You take great pains to sort of create an existence that requires the least amount of money to sustain, pretty much. I mean, Beth and Phil are building a cabin out in the woods, and they own the land for that. I have a house that I have friends that help me pay rent. And Beth and I both work in the service industry.
So it's like, you can wait tables and go on tour. There aren't very many jobs. It's like we couldn't get a corporate job or something, or, you know, a desk job, even if we wanted to, because there's no room for traveling.
Okay.
Taking off 6 months a year.
So you guys tour. It's a four piece now. Is Bower Birds considered a four piece now?
It kind of depends on the tour.
Yeah.
So this tour we're a four piece. We're really lucky that we're touring with Megaphone, who are amazing. But also Brad Cook plays in Megaphone, and he's toured with us a little this spring. And this is the last time he'll probably be able to tour this for a while. He's playing upright bass, but Megaphone will be touring a lot in the next year, so we're going to definitely lose him after this tour. And Mark didn't tour this for a little while, and we had a different couple people, so I don't know. Hopefully, we'll be at least a three-piece in the future. Sometimes we might get someone playing cello or upright bass for a future.
So is there any thought of expanding the band beyond a three-piece or a four-piece?
I think it would be cool if we... It's kind of a matter of money, you know.
We're already starting to run into the problem of trying to figure out what's too much. And I think about the first record that was nice for us. It provided a lot of room for the songs to breathe, and it was very simplistic orchestration, at least. And we've actually, just with four people, there's been a lot of thought that's gone into exactly how to have four people playing a lot of these songs, because a lot of them like don't necessarily need it. But then there are moments where you want, you know, as many things going as possible, and it's hard to strike a balance. If you take someone on tour, you don't want them to play on two songs. Like, you want to have them play during the entire show.
So you guys blog consistently on your blog, Olive Hearts. Is this is the blogging more of a way to pass the time, or is it a way to let your fans know what you're doing while you're on tour or while you're recording, or what do you think it's mainly for?
It's partly just to let people know if they were coming to their town or something, you know. It's also just a way to pass the time. Touring can be kind of repetitive, like sitting in the car all day, so...
If you don't have some sort of outlet to document what goes on tour, it all can sort of blend together. And you can do a tour and be like, oh, that happened. It's really nice to have a record, some sort, whether it be a photographic record or a literary record.
It's George Drake Jr. here for 92.3 WTTS. We're here with Bower Birds. We've got Beth and Mark backstage here at Pitchfork Music Festival in Chicago. So your music overall seems very stripped down, but seems very deep lyrically and sonically. What's the songwriting process like when you're dealing with, you know, stuff that sounds a certain way but is actually another way?
It's deceptively simple.
I mean,
it's one of those things you don't really think about what goes in it, especially the guitar parts and the chord voicings. It's one of those things that you don't really think about. And then if you sit down and try to play some of the songs, like, it's just a tremendously advanced way of finger picking. And I mean, his chord voicings are just really non-traditional, even though he's using sort of a traditional folk form. And I think that's something that musicians in particular clue into. But yeah, they're really hard songs to play on the guitar.
So when he comes to you with a song that he's written, what's the next step in the process for like the overall band?
Sometimes, like, there are a few songs where he has everything figured out. He's like, this is exactly what I want, kind of thing, you to do. This is what I want you to do to people, you know, or I've even already written the part for you or something. And then sometimes he'll come to one of us first and say, can you write a part for this, you know, or work with us on it, you know. So then we'll write parts, our own parts, sometimes, and then just take turns, actually.
For 92.3 WTTS, I'm George Drake Jr. hanging out with Beth and Mark from Bower Birds backstage at Pitchfork Music Festival. Thanks, you guys, for taking the time and hanging out with me.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun.